Our region has some of the nation's largest producers of winter wheat, and this includes states like Colorado, Idaho, and Montana. In these areas, persistent drought threatens millions of acres of crop, and a small native bug has become a huge problem. KUNC's Ray Solomon reports for the Mountain West News Bureau.
I just have to ask, is that wheat on the dishes and glasses?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One glance around the Northrop dining room will clue you in to the family business. The table centerpiece? A vase of wheat stems. And the china set on the shelf has a wheat stalk pattern, a family heirloom.
They were my great-grandmas, so at least three generations.
Nate Northrop is now the fourth generation growing winter wheat on about 3,000 dry acres in New Raymer, Colorado. Dryland farming has never been easy, but since 2010, Northrop's been facing a challenge that would have baffled his predecessors, the wheat stem sawfly. It's a pest that topples wheat at the base, flattening fields, usually just before the harvest.
It used to be just a few swaths around the edges, pretty bad, and then the next year following, it would just be entire fields, like just laying on the ground. I mean, it's devastating.
But a field leveled by sawfly also devastates the next year's harvest. For dryland farmers like Northrop, what's almost as important as the wheat crop itself is the crop residue. That's the stubble left over after harvest. Residue prevents soil erosion, a major concern on these windswept plains. It also keeps the snow settled in place during the winter, locking in precious moisture.
Out here with limited rainfall, the wheat residue is really vital.
According to Colorado Wheat, a local industry group, sawfly infested nearly 1 million acres on Colorado's eastern plains last year, causing more than $31 million in damage. Numbers from the 2022 harvest are still trickling in, but with wheat prices surging, the group expects that number to rise to $41 million, all thanks to the wheat stem sawfly.
Contrary to the name, it's not a fly, it's actually a wasp.
Dr. Erica Pierce studies wheat stem sawfly at Colorado State University. She says the pest isn't new to Colorado, and it hasn't always been a pest. It's been at home on the Eastern Plains since long before Nate Northrop's great-grandfather ever picked up a hoe.
It was initially discovered in non-cultivated grasses, so the grasses on the side of the road, in 1874 in Colorado. It only became a pest of winter wheat in Colorado in 2010.
That's because of a change in the sawfly life cycle. The insects started emerging earlier and earlier in the spring until eventually the sawfly synced up with winter wheat.
The only way that we can solve this problem right now is new varieties that are resistant.
Esten Mason is lead wheat breeder at Colorado State University. He says pesticides don't work on sawfly. The best defense is better wheat genetics, specifically better stems. Traditional wheat stems are hollow, like a straw. Mason and his team have been developing new strains with solid and semi-solid stems that are stronger and denser. Instead of a flimsy drinking straw, think sturdy lollipop stick.
The sawfly can still lay an egg in there, but that developing larva kind of suffocates and just dies, basically.
The downside to the new varieties is that more material in the stem means less material for the grain. Solid stem varieties can't match the yield of traditional wheat, but
at the end of the season, this wheat would be standing in the field, whereas this one would be falling over.
And that wheat standing in the field makes all the difference to Nate Northrop. After years of increasing sawfly damage, he started experimenting with solid stem varieties a few years ago. Like this field of feathery golden wheat bobbing in the wind.
This is a different variety.
He says it looks encouraging, but still expects a lackluster yield.
I mean, we've had phenomenal years and we've had pretty bleak, pretty tough years. I guess you take the good with the bad and the bad years make you appreciate the good.
Northrop knows it won't be a phenomenal year for the crop. But with the solid stem wheat, things are looking good for a strong crop residue when the harvest wraps up. And that means he'll have a shot at a better season next year. Ray Solomon, KUNC.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
Experiencing the news each day can feel like a journey. With Up First from NPR, it doesn't have to be. Welcome to 15 easy minutes of breaking news, clarity on international and national affairs, all handed over not from some floating voice in the sky, from us, Layla, A, Steve, and me, Rachel. Start your day informed. Subscribe to Up First wherever you get your podcasts.